Okay, December 12th, 2017, the week, I guess a night before Hanukkah starts. So we're going to be talking about the issue of Mahadrin by Neres Hanukkah. Most of this year is based on Shurim that I heard from Rav Yonason Sachs, also Rav Bednarsh. I saw a lot of these concepts today now in the Minchas Asher on Pashas B'Shalach. And Rav Shurkin Tarei Kedem touches on some of the ideas also. So if I had asked a group of, and we talked about the Makor, or some examples of Hidur Mitzvah, what would you say the Makor is from which Pasuk? If people know? Zekeh Levan Ve'u. And we'll see that in Source 1. And if does anybody remember, there was a Brisa that talked about Zekeh Levan Ve'u. Lulav Na'asaka. Beautiful, beautiful. That's what I was going after. So it's like a read my mind question. I'm sorry, but it was. So that was the idea in Source 1, and that's what I think of when I thought of Hidur Mitzvah. So it says in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, it says Zek Keli Van Vehu, this is my God and I will beautify him. Hisno Lefana B'Mitzvos, I say Lefana of Sukkah Na, make a beautiful Sukkah. Lulav Na, make a beautiful Lulav. Shofa Na, Tzitzis Na, Sefer Torah Na, Rukasu Balishmo Bidyo Na, have beautiful ink when you're writing a Sefer Torah. Kumus Na, use a beautiful quill. Lar Uman with a very experienced sofer. Rekocho b'shirayim noim, and drape the Sefer Torah with beautiful silks. So if I had to describe that category of Hidur Mitzvah, it would be what is Sukkah Na, Lulav Na? Is that it's directed more at, if I had how would you describe that? It's what has to be beautiful, the aesthetics has to be beautiful. But if I would say, is it something to do with the Maisa HaMitzvah or the Kima HaMitzvah, or more to do with the Chepsa HaMitzvah has to be beautiful?
The Chepsa
that using that, the Sukkah that you're saying, is, it has to be beautiful. The Lulav that you're using should be beautiful. You say Sefer Torah should be right. So Lavlar, so I wasn't sure if the Lavlar, it could be because of the end result, he will have beautiful penmanship. I would say the same thing also for the quill. Is it something before it, or is it saying if you have a beautiful quill, you'll have beautiful letters? If you had a beautiful experience so far, you would have beautiful letters. I was thinking, so maybe if I wanted to put all that category of source one together, Hidur Mitzvah from Zek Keli Van Vehu means that the Chepsa should be a beautiful, the Chepsa Mitzvah should be a beautiful Chepsa. Beautify that. However, we're going to see five examples where it's not Hidur Mitzvah. The concept of Hidur Mitzvah is not geared towards the Chepsa, but more towards, let's say, the Maisa Mitzvah or the Kiyama Mitzvah. So let's look at the source two. There is a concept of Shomea Ka'one. And based on that concept, Rashi says in Source 2 that if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and the Chazan gets up to Kedusha, so what should you do? So Rashi says, be quiet, don't answer, but just have Kavana to be Yotzei Kedusha. That way, when he's done, and then you continue. And that way you fulfill both. It's since you were quiet, it's not a hefsek, so you can continue. But through the mechanism of Shomei Ka'one, you could be Yotzei Kedusha. So that's what he says to do. V'chein l'mispalim, this is Sukkah Daf Lamed Chet, Source 2. V'chein l'mispalim b'tzivu shlich tziba omer kadesh o yehesh miraba. Yishtaku b'tfilason b'shmu b'kavana. Stop where you are in Yishmon Esrei, but concentrate. Here it's saying kadesh, Kedusha. V'harei hein ka'onin. And through the mechanism of Shomei Ka'one, you could be Yotzei. Let's say your kedusha, ushiyigmor ha kedusha, and when that's over, yachzul etzvilasan. So, and then since you didn't talk, it's not a hefsek, and you shomek ona allowed you to be yotze yochi of kedusha. You got the best of both worlds. However, there's a source in Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph, source 3, that seems to be difficult for Rashi, because that source says Amar Rav Huna hanichnas leveis hakneses umatzor tzibor shemit palalim. You come a little late to shul and you see that they're already started Shemon Esrei. So then you have to make a little shikul. Im yachol lahatchil v'ligmor ad shelo yagiyah shleich tzibor l'kedusha. If you can start your Shemon Esrei and finish your Shemon Esrei before the chazan gets to kedusha, okay, so start your Shemon Esrei. But if you can't, bim lav al yispalal. Don't start your Shemon Esrei yet, because you'll be in the middle of your Shemon Esrei and he's going to get a kedusha, and that's not great. Wait, say the kedusha and then say your Shemon Esrei. Start with him, and then say kedusha, you know, right at exactly at the same time. However, according to Rashi, you see the difficulty. Why can't you start? So, okay, so you got caught in the middle. You didn't get up to Kedusha. He said, Shomei Ka'ona. You already said what you can do. Just stop, you know, and listen, and you'll be Yotze Yechiv in Kedusha. So Tosfos in Source 4, right there in Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph, brings down that question. He quoted Rashi, and he points out the difficulty. And he says, at the end of the third line, he tries to give an answer for Rashi. And his answer is, V'yesh Lomar, de lechatchila ein lasos kain daniya chashiva tve hidur mitzvah. He says, Tosfos says for Rashi, you know why, you know, really, yes, you could do this, you could do Rashi's mechanism. Rashi says, you know, Shomei Ka'ona works, but you know what's even better than Shomei Ka'ona? You know what's even more of a hidur mitzvah than Shomei Ka'ona? If you actually say Kedusha, that's a hidur mitzvah. That's a hidur tve aniya, by answering Kedusha yourself and not relying on Shomei Ka'ona, is a form of Hidur Mitzvah. Is that a form of Hidur Mitzvah like we saw in Source? Does that have anything to do with the Chetzah of Mitzvah? It has nothing to do with the Chetzah of Mitzvah. Here it's saying, I can rely on the mechanism of Shomei Ka'ona, but it's more of a... But don't, because if you say it yourself, that's more of a Hidur Mitzvah. That's more in the Maisa Mitzvah, in the Gema Mitzvah. So it's also similar to a concept of maybe, Rav Sachs maybe want to say, of mitzvah bo yosom mishlucho. You can somehow, you know, maybe sometimes be mekayim through a shaliach, but there are some, you know, times where it's better to do it yourself. You have one mechanism, but it could be a form. I didn't see of the words hidur mitzvah in that concept, but yoser. You know, it's better if you can do it yourself. Okay, so those were one or two examples. Number three, number source 5. Another example. Okay, so we have the case. This is Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, and people have probably heard about this case before. But it talks about if you're doing a mila, there's a machlokus between Rashi and the Rambam. I don't think I'm going to be going into this in terms of is this case on Shabbos or this case on a weekday. But they talk about if you're doing a mila, and they talk about a case where, let's say, you didn't remove you remove, you know, for it to be a kosher mila, you have to remove rove of the orla. But it's more mahudur to remove all of the orla. So let's say you removed rove, but there's still these tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin. There's still things left that you can clip off to make it complete. So you did rove, but you didn't do all of it. So those are called tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin. And there's a time where you can be chozer on these tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin and go back and complete the mila. So, yeah.
Amarat, such a question.
Yeah.
What would be the problem in doing this during the week?
Okay, so right. So Rashi said, okay, so Rashi learns that during the week there's no problem of doing that, and that's where he learns this whole case, B'Shabbos. This is in Masechet Shabbos. So he would say, so Rashi learns this whole case of it's a mila on Shabbos. So then you understand that you already did a kosher mila, so, you know, and that was Docha Shabbos, but to go back, and if you're still involved in the mila, so then you could take off the tzitzin chain makvin. But if you already stopped your mila and it's Shabbos, then hidur mitzvah, according to this, you know, source, would not be, override chilul Shabbos. the Rambam actually learns this case, but according to Rashi, on a weekday, of course you're going to go back and complete and take off the tzitzin. The Rambam actually learns this even on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that once you stopped, you don't go back. The Briska Rav has a famous Torah of a question of a chakira.
Right.
Of
it's a chavala. Why wouldn't she go back? It's chavala.
It could be chavala. That could be the issue.
You don't go back. You don't have to go back. If you go back, it's not either mitzvah anymore. It's not part of the mila.
Right. He wants to make a distinction. Do we say that mila is a separate mitzvah, or is it mila has to be part and parcel of the action? That when at the exact time, or he's going to say sometimes you want,
or the mitzvah is a separate.
Is hiddur mitzvah? I'm sorry, a separate mitzvah, a separate kiyum of right, a separate box, or hiddur mitzvah is only a check in the box of the mitzvah. There's only one mitzvah, the mitzvah of mila, and you can, if you want to, you can do it behidur, but it has to be done at the time that you're doing the mila. So if you already did a kosher mila according to Rambam, and going back and doing it at a separate time, well, you're not getting that check for hiddur mitzvah, because hiddur mitzvah is very intrinsically tied to the mitzvah of mila. So you can't be mekayim hiddur mitzvah at a separate time, separate from the time that you were mekayim the mitzvah.
If it's a cheftza,
yeah.
Right. Why can't you go back?
Okay, so I don't think, and I'm going to point in, so the Minchas Asher doesn't think that we're talking about a cheftza of the orla to be more beautiful. He's not going to look at it as the orla is more beautiful without the tzitzin, as opposed to something that has some left over, and opposed to not, it's more beautiful if it's completely taken off. He's not going to learn like that, because if you look at the Minchas Asher in source 6 from Parshas Pesach, he focused more on the Maisa Hamila. So he says, really, when you left these tzitzin, you relied on the principle of Rubo Kakulo. You took off you took off Rove of the Orla, so Rubo Kakulo says it's a kosher mila. But you know why you go back? You go back, and it's because you don't want to rely on this principle of Rubo Kakulo, and going back, not wanting to rely on Rubo Kakulo is a hiddur mitzvah, but that's a type of hiddur mitzvah, not in the cheftza, that you made it more beautiful, but the maisa mitzvah now is, even though it's not at the same time, it's a better Maiser Amila because you didn't rely on Rubo Kukulo. Let's see his words. V'lachein afshir Rubo Kukulo v'yotze ayadei asaras Rubo. Even though with the concept of Rubo Kukulo, you could be yotze by taking off at least 51% of the foreskin. Yesh hidur b'asaras kulo v'zeh hidur b'maiser Amila. So it's a more beautiful Maiser Amila if you don't rely on Rubo Kukulo. And again, this is another example. Not of a hiddur mitzvah based on beautifying the cheftza, but a hiddur in doing the maisa in a more complete by yourself or way, so not relying on a different mechanism. No, I'm just saying.
If one is doing this, what I'm saying is that you want to do the maisa in a mechudadik way.
Right.
So therefore, I'm canceling the first one, even though it was a.
Or it's an extension. The maisa is an extension. Somehow connects to the first one, and now I'm not. I'm completing it not based on Rubo Kukulo, but I can now complete it even though I stop and have a more complete maisa mila, not based on Rubo. Previously, I was basing myself on Rubo Kukulo. Now I don't have to, base myself on that leniency or that halachic principle. And not basing yourself on that halachic principle is called hiddur mitzvah. Just like not basing yourself on shomei ka'ona is called hiddur mitzvah. A new type of, or mitzvah bo yosu mishlucho. Not basing yourselves on those principles it's a form of hiddur mitzvah if you can do it yourself more completely.
That's what we call taking the cheftza out of the
garden. Okay. So So what's another source? So look at source 7, which is Psachim Daf Saditetz, and there's a mission that says Arve Erev Psachim Samach Lemincha. So it's Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Lo Yochel Adam Adche Techach Sheikh. You shouldn't sit down and have a meal, a big meal on Erev Pesach. Rashi explains on the spot, source Ace, Kidei Sheyochel Matzah Shal Mitzvah L'Te'avon. So you can eat the matzah B'Te'avon, and what is the ad? Mishum Hidur Mitzvah. So eating the matzah B'Te'avon is a form of Hidur Mitzvah. Again, Hidur Mitzvah being based on the Ma'aseh Mitzvah. Source 9 is the idea of interesting. The Bir Halacha in Simin Tuf Reish Nun Vav.
It came with the Adai who was only for a chatza.
Source one used the word Zekeli Vanveyu for the chepza. These other sources are using the concept of Hidur Mitzvah, not for the chepza. We see that you can use that. Sometimes it's a type of Hidur Mitzvah that's more focused on the Maisor Kima Mitzvah, not on the chepza. So. In source 9, the Bir Halacha says the following concept, that and Rav Sack says, a little shikul adas. It's not necessarily always. Sometimes you're faced with a situation where, and we're not talking about going after one shita sayachid, but let's say there's a major machlokas. Okay, and we paskin one way, but there's significant heavyweights, and other poskim that, are on the other side. And if you would spend a little bit more money, you can mekayim all the shitas. You can be mekayim all the shitas. So the Bir Halacha, if you look at the underline in the third long, and that simon says, Hidur Mitzvah Ad Shlish Liknos Acher, let's say it's Kol Hadeos. If you can spend up to a third more, and be Yotze, again, not just one outside, Shitas Hayachid, but if you can then, in the mainstream, be Mekayim, Kol Hadeos, then the concept of Hidur Mitzvah, which is a concept which they say Ad Shlish, could, according to the Bir Halacha in Source 9, would kick in. Again, not based on the Chepza, but based on your Kim HaMitzvah. Source 10. This has to do, and this will be the last source that we see, that 10, 11, 12, talk about an eged of a lulav, tying the hadasim and aravos and the lulav all together. So it's machlokis in sukkah, daf yud aleph, Rav Yehuda has a real gzeiris akasav of lakicha from agudos ezov, and he says it's liikuva. But the Chachamim say it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. You don't have to. It's kosher without Eged. But Zek Keli Van Veyu will tell you it's more of a hiddur to have your lulav, hadas, and arav bundled together. So you could, let's look at that. So it's lulav mitzvah la gadol. There's a brisa that says ve'im lav agadol kosher. It's a mitzvah to do it, but if you didn't, it's still kosher. So who is that? Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't make sense to Rabbi Yehuda, because that last half of that brisa says that if you didn't do an eged, it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say that. If you didn't do an eged according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's no good. Kilo gado amai kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says that's not kosher if you don't do an eged. So this brisa can't be according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the Chacham said you don't need an eged. We thought I rabbanan amai mitzvah. So why does it say mitzvah la gado? So now they'll explain la olam rabbanan. Really, it's the rabbanan. Mushum shenema zekeli manveu. He's not lefanu b'mitzvos. You're right. The Chacham say you don't need it, but because of zekeli manveu, it's put an eged on you. But putting an eged would fulfill hidur mitzvah. So one could say that it means it's a more beautiful lulav if it has an eged than if it didn't have an eged. But that's not how Source 11, if you look at the Avnei Nezer in Simen Tuf Lamed Gimel, learns. Because he says there's really this concept of ulkachtem lachem. You need a maisa lakicha. You need to take it. And let's say according to the Rambam, you can actually even take it, fulfill that maisa lakicha zeachar zeh. You can pick up the lula, pick up the esro, pick up each one separately. We, I think most hold that, at least you can take them all together at once, but you don't have to do the eged. head, and you can fulfill that as a lekicha. But a real complete lekicha tama, what would be the best type of lekicha? The best type of lekicha would be with an eged tied together all around. That would be the most beautiful type of maisa lekicha. Again, not based on the chepta, but more of the maisa lekicha. Avni Nez's words in source 11, ein bemet inyan van veil du lulav einum shenoy b'mare klal. It's not that we're not looking at the mare of the lulav and say it's a beautiful, you know, because it now has this kesher, you know, eged around it. Rather, really you need a lekicha achas. And so because of zekelim van veyu, it's better chovel agadon. You should put an eged around it. She lekicha achas legamre. Hachanami kaven the mitzvah lechatchila lekicha achas biyad echad have a hidur mitzvah imheim echad yoser. So the more it is connected, if the more instead of just grabbing it, but you can put an eged around it and tie it, that makes the ma'aseh lekicha more beautiful. Delo have echad legamre rak aide kesher gamor. Nimsa da hidur ze eno hidur b'mare. It's not again an aesthetic, you know, chefza based hidur, but it's more of a maisa based hidur of making the lekicha more complete. Tosos, that concept would also probably Tosos would agree to it in source 12, Gittin Daf Memhei, and he has this chiddush that it's talking about a woman can't write tefillin because it's koshi yeshno b'kshura yeshno b'ksiva. You have to be in the mitzvah of tefillin to write tefillin. So Rabbeinu Tam has a chiddush there. The ein isha ogedes lulav. Since a woman doesn't have the mice, you know, is not a chayev in the mice lekicha, so she can't do eged. That goes much better how we explain it, that eged is a form of mice lekicha, you know, lekicha tema, complete taking. Then, you know, you can have a havamina for Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush. If you've kept about eged is more of a form of a chepsa, a beautiful, you know, the chepsa. It's very hard to say what a woman, because she's not chayiv and sitting in the sukkah, can't hang my chains and make my sukkah beautiful. Of course she can. Of course she can aesthetically make the sukkah more beautiful. So if eged was just to make the aesthetic lula of the chepsa more beautiful, you know, it should be similar to like putting the chain on the sukkah. It shouldn't be. But here you see Tosus is going in a different direction. He's talking about, I think, because she wasn't chayiv in the lekicha, so like the avne. So too, and eged is part of the lekicha, so she wouldn't be able to put on the eged on a lulav according to Rabbeinu Tam. So here we saw all these sources. We saw in source one that there was a type of, or the classic, how I always thought of Zekeli van Veyu, of Hidr Mitzvah, of having a Lulav Na, a Sukkah Na, it's a Hidr in the aesthetically beautiful Chefza. But here we saw all these Marmakomos, that Hidr Mitzvah also involves the Maisa Mitzvah, the Kima Mitzvah. Don't rely on Shomei Ka'oneh, say it yourself. You know, don't rely on Rubu Kukulo, you know, take everything off, things like that. So, with that in mind, I'm going to try to explain what type of hidur, right, is the mahad. Let's say we source. Let's say source 13. When it comes to the Neiros Chanukah, so source 13, Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph. Everyone knows is that there are three levels to the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah. So you have Neri Shubeso, that means, you know, just one candle and exempts the, you know, the whole house. Then you have Ner Lekol Echad VeEchad, and here I'm going to explain. There's going to be a machlokas. We're going to see between the Ramah. The Ramah says Ner Lekol Echad VeEchad means everyone in the house will light their own candle. Okay, so if there's, let's say, you know, 10 people in the house, the Rambam uses that example. So, you know, each one of those people will light their, you know, one candle, and that's the Ner Lekol Echad VeEchad. The Rambam, we're going to say, how does he learn Ner Lekol Echad VeEchad? He would say the Baal HaBayis right, is going to light 10 candles. So there's a little machlokas there, and maybe I wanted to use this, what we've just learned, to explain, let's say, to explain that machlokas. Okay, so let's try to explain it. We have the Ramah, who looks at the Mahadran by Neros Chanukah, Ner Lekol Echad Ve'Echad, and says, now, each, before I can rely on the Neri Shubesa. One person can light, and I can be Yotzei, my Chiv. I don't have to light. But you know, what does Mahadran say? Mahadran says, no, I want to light myself. Each one of us want to light ourselves. What is that more? More of a Lechetz, or more of like the Shomei Ka'ona? I could have been Yotzei with Shomei Ka'ona, but now I want to do it myself. I want to do it.
House,
what?
If there's 10 people in the house, and 5 of them want to light their own candle.
Right.
Is that...
Right. So I think one person might have to write, and have in mind, right, Neri, everyone else. The other 5 could be maybe Yotze with the, right there, Neri Shubeso, and those 5 would be Neri Lekol Kointer Ramah, would be Mekayim the Mahadran level. But it seems, to me that the Ramah who's saying now, there could have been one level where I could be Yotzei with Neri Shubeso, but instead of relying on that mechanism, I will light myself, and that's the Mahadran that I'm going to light myself, and that is seemed to be more that not the Chefza, but the Maisa Mitzvah, like we've been the examples that we were talking about. Before I jump to the Rambam Shita, where one person would light, let's say, all 10 candles for that Mahadran level. Let's talk about one more type of hiddur mitzvah. There's a type of hiddur mitzvah that's called like ribui minyan. If you ever seen in shul, I saw it only the first time I came to Israel. You ever see on Sukkot where I think it's the Teimanim take many, many hadas. They don't use 3 hadasim, but they walk around with 20 hadasim surrounded. What?
A bouquet.
A bouquet of hadasim around there. So it's ribui minyan is a form of hiddur mitzvah, for them. But it's like riboy minion of the chepza. Riboy of that chepza is a form of hiddur mitzvah. The Rav Yah in source 14 actually says for Shabbos candle, it's similar. The really, to light Ner Shabbos, you really only need 1 candle. Many of us, we light 2 for Shamar and Zachar. But then many, my wife included, has the minhag that when every child was born, she added another candle. And the Rav Yoh says that Riboy Neros of Shabbos is a form of Hiddur Mitzvah, very similar to the Hiddur Mitzvah of Ner Lekol Echad Ve'Echad. I would say that that type, it's not like, I think when my wife lights, it's not like I had the chiyuv to light, but she's lighting for me. It's that the house needed to have, for Oneg Shabbos, needed a Ner Dolok, and she lit the candle. Now she's, and that's the base mitzvah to be, for Oneg Shabbos to have 1 Ner Shabbos. But if she lights more, Kaminyan Anshe Habayis, like Ner Lekol Echad, and she, one person, lights them all, that's a form of like Hiddur Mitzvah. So I think that's more similar to the Rambam, right, form of Hiddur Mitzvah, where he had Ner, here you'll see very clearly, we'll see in the words, Ner Ishu Beso. There's like, where do you put the focus? Ner, candle, Ish is a man, a person, and the house. So the Rambam definitely looks at Ner Ish Beto and puts the focus on the bias, right? And it's Ner Ish Beto, and he'll use words like it's a chova kol bias to bias, and he says it's a chova sabias. So then when he takes it to the Mahadran, he's saying one person is going to light the 10 because it's going to be a form of this riboy minion of the chefza. That's the form of hiddur mitzvah. So I think that's how you would explain the machlokas between the Ramah and the Rambam. The Rambam might say it's Neri Shubeso was is a chovas on the bias, end, when we go to the Mahadrin, we're going to use this thing of more. Yeah, you could be Yotze with one Shabbos candle, but if I light Shabbos candles like for all my children, that more light is a form of Hiddur Mitzvah. Same too, I can light one candle for Neri Shubesu for Hanukkah, but if I light that person instead of my wife, the Baal HaBayis now lights for Neri Hanukkah, it could be my wife, you know, for Hanukkah too, lights the minion Neros of the amount of people in the house, that's a form of Hiddur Mitzvah of multiple Chepzas of Ribui Minyan. While the Ramah would say, no, I'm based more on the Hiddur of I don't want to use this mechanism of Shlucho, of Shaliach. I don't want to use this of Shomea Ka'ona. I want to do the Mitzvah myself. I want to do the mitzvah. That's the Hiddur Mitzvah. I want to say Kaddish myself. I don't want to, you know, so I want to do the mitzvah myself. So therefore, I don't want to be Yotzei with my father lighting. I want to be Yotzei myself, and therefore the Mahajan of Ner L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad devolves on every one of themselves, and therefore everyone lights. Feedback? No feedback?
Yeah,
good?
This is Rav, yeah.
Yeah. Right. I didn't. I couldn't find the source. I just heard it on the tape from Reb Sachs, but I did not look
never
where it was.
That, Rob. I studied that topic and I never heard.
Right. So I heard it on a tape from Reb Sachs. He quoted the Rav Yoh, but I didn't. I did on my Bar Ilan. I wrote, you know, Ne'er L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad, or you know, and it didn't. It didn't come up. So that's why I didn't. I didn't quote it.
Bits and pieces from lots of people.
Right.
It's not in the Rav Yoh, but it's quoted.
Maybe I saw that.
But it still should come up.
All right. So, let's go back to Source 13, just to finish, because then we'll finish a couple other points. A couple other questions I wanted to ask about the Mahadran, the Mahadran, and the Mahadran. So, the flow of the Gemara, we said in the Arushu Peso. We went to the Mahadran level, we saw Machlokas, and we'll see inside between the Ramah, who says each individual will light one candle, as opposed to just the Baal HaBayis lighting communion, you know, of the amount of people in the house. And we tried to explain it based on this chilak of more like Chefza or Ribui Minyan of the Chefza, maybe that would be the Rambam, versus the Ramah, which would focus more on the Prat of each individual, and say, I don't want to be Yotze with that mechanism, I'd rather do it myself. So those were the three Mahadran. Oh, so Mahadran, Mina Mahadran now. So there's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says go 1 to 8. Beis Shammai says go 8 to 1. Then the Gemara continues, we all know these things, that they give two reasons for the machlokas of Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. One of them is Yomim Nechnasim Keneged Yomim Hayotzim. That's one way explaining to go 1 to 8 or 8 to 1. And the other one is discussing Parei Achag versus Malam Makodet Rein Moridin. Go up, Beis Hillel say go up because of the concept of Malam Bekodesh Rein Moridin, and the Beis Shammai would say, well, there's a model out there on the on Sukkos where the Korban Musaf, you know, lessens, and so therefore I'm going to go 8 to 1. Okay, the Gemara continues and says there were two Zakenim, and the one was going 1 to 8, one was going 8 to 1, and they asked them what their reasons, and they took the second reason. They didn't take Keneged Yomim HaNechnasim Keneged Yomim HaYotzin. They rather took the Parei Achag and the Malam HaKodesh Rein Moridim. So that was the Gemara there, and because we're going to, it's important to go back to that. Okay, let's go to source 15 now. Just based on that chakira of the Mahadran. This I thought heard from Rav Ben Narsh, and I thought it was very nice. Remember, we said now Mahadran can either be Mahadran like the Ramah, that I don't want to be Yotze through that mechanism, I want to do it myself. Or we said it was the somehow, you know, beautifying the mitzvah through multiplicity, through Ribui Neros. So that would be. So look at Rashi, and we're going to see a discussion. Look at Rashi in 15. How does he says Mahadran? It's Mahadran Achar HaMitzvos. One goes, how is Mahadran? One goes searching to go back after mitzvos. That's his lesson of how he describes Mahadran. Look at the Rambam in source 18 on the third line. I highlighted it and underlined it. He says, Vamahader Esa Mitzvah. There's a distinction here between Vahamahader Esa Mitzvah and Vamahader Achar HaMitzvos. So I don't know if anybody's shaking their head or not, but Rabbi Ben Narsh wanted to say, he thought that Rashi, when you say Vamahader Achar HaMitzvos, is more like the Ramah. I want to go I don't want to be yotze through you. I want to be mahada achara mitzvos. I want to do the mitzvah myself. I'm running around to do more mitzvos. I don't want to be yotze with your lighting. I want to light myself. So that's more of a mahada achara mitzvah, as opposed to mahada esa mitzvah, right? That's more to beautify the mitzvah. So that would be the Rambam's shita. Okay, so that I thought was a nice...
I like it.
A nice textual chakira over there. Okay, now let's see some of these sources. Now let's move on to the Mahadran, Mina Mahadran. So there actually is... we're going to see four different shitos for the Mahadran, Mina Mahadran. So we're going to see... Let's try to keep it clear. We're going to see Tosos, who's going to say Mahadran, Mina Mahadran is only one menorah in the family going up from 1 to 8. Okay, that's the Tosos' Mahadran Mina Mahadran. The Ramah we're going to see is what we do. Every person in the house has their own Chanukiah, and every person in the house is going to light 1 to 8. So if it's
double wash, I always had problems with that. Why isn't that one Mahadran? The mitzvah is narrow. You should beto, and you're having 8 candles for the whole house, the 8th night.
Right.
Isn't it? Why is that considered two Mahadran?
Right, so it's not. Mahadran. You would not. You're right. So Mahadran, Mina Mahadran, you would think, Pashas, you want to say, is the Mahadran is based off the Mahadran. You're having like a... But I think Rabbi Ben Ezra would explain, or Tosfos would explain, Mahadran, Mina Mahadran doesn't mean it's a Mahadran on the Mahadran. It means a better Mahadran. There's a Mahadran. And then there's even Mahadran, Mina Mahadran. There's even a better Mahadran. So there's one Mahadran to light, light communion base abayis, Anshe abayis. But there's even a better Mahadran to light where you recognize what day it is, where there's a heker for what day it is.
Even though it may be less candles.
Ah, beautiful. That's the point of the Ritva. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Because if you held that it was just Ribui Neiris was the hiddur beautiful, then that's the Ritva's proof that the Rambam is right, or the people that say it has to be based on multiply the number of people. If there's 10 people in the house and it's the last day, it's 8. According to Tosfos, you're lighting only 8 candles. According to the Rambam, we're going to say or the Ramah, we're going to say Rambam, you're lighting 80 candles. Either one person is lighting 80 candles or each person is lighting, but 80 candles are being lit. So beautiful. The Ritva says it has to be, it can't be like Tosfos, Mahadran Minahadran means just 8 candles. It has to be that it's based on the Mahadran, because if you went back to just the 8 candles, right, it's going to be that it's possible that if you did a Ner L'Kol Echad V'Echad, a Mahadran level, and you had 10 people in your house, you're going to end up lighting more candles than the Mahadran Mina Mahadran. Let me just say that one more time. So according to, if you only lit, let's say there's 10 people in the house and it's the last day, yeah. So Mahadran is going to light, or even the first day, that you're going to light 10 candles on the first day, and Mahadran Mina Mahadran is only lighting 1, or the last day you're lighting 10, and Mahadran Mina Mahadran is only lighting 8. So there's more candles. So the Ritva says, and that's a proof to the Rambam Shita that Mahidr means Ribui. Neiros is the form of the hiddur, because this whole question only gets on the ground if you hold that Ribui Neiros is... Look at it, oh, beautiful. So let's jump to that last source, 22. This is the Chidush HaRadva, and he says it inside. Vavahadrin mina mahadrin beishame omrim yom rishon madlik shmona. So you should light 8. So he says, yesh shepirshu shmona l'kol echad ve'echad. Either the Ramah or the Rambam, we'll see that at least it's you're going to be multiplying that 8 times the number of people that are lighting. But if you held like just like Tosfos, the ish shmona l'kol b'nei habayit, if you're saying it's only 8 for the whole household and not 80, zimnin the betzori neiros mina mahadrin, then your mahadrin mina mahadrin sometimes is going to be less because you're only lighting late 8. 8 candles as opposed to the Mahadran where you would light, if there's 10 people, 10 candles. So he says that can't be. So that whole flow only works well that he understands Hiddur Mitzvah means more candles, more light, Ribui Neiros, and not that it's like the Ramadan, like Hiddur means that instead of being Yotze with you, I'm going to be Yotze myself. He looks objectively how much it's more beautiful. Look, it is outside, is one candle, or is there, you know, is there 80 candles burning, or is there 8 candles burning?
But Tosfos is saying something different.
Correct.
Tosfos is saying less is more.
Uh-huh. Because excellent. So Tosfos is saying because of that. So your question is on the Rambam, what do you, Tosfos says it's beautiful. I have to know what day it is. That's the most beautiful thing. People walk outside, they know it's the 8th day. I have 80 candles, they have no idea what day it is. So 8 is better than 80 according to Tosfos. And beautiful. So I'm going to ask you, how does the Rambam respond? What does he say? He doesn't agree. Because we'll say, you know what, and we'll go back. So what does the Rambam say? How does he say? Why does he not care of the Heker Hayom? He goes back, and we'll see it inside the Vilna Gaon Poza. We'll go back to source 13. He wants the Vilna Gaon will point out, remember there were two reasons given for the Mahadran and the Mahadran. One was that it should recognize the day, Yomun HaNechnosin, Yomun HaYotzin. According to that reason, and Tosfos is very focused on that reason, it has to reflect the day. That's why Tosfos says 8 is better than 80, because it's going to reflect the day. Yomun HaYotzin, Yomun HaNechnosin. That's beautiful. But there's another reason. Keneged Pari Achag and Malim Bekodesh Rein Moridin doesn't reflect the day. That all that says, if we hold like Beis Hillel and we say Malim Bekodesh, that's just Ribui Neiros. That doesn't have to reflect the day. And if you went on to the last line of the Shnei Zakenim, they didn't use the reason of Yom Nechnasim Kinyan Yagadim Yotzin. They used the reason of Malim Bekodesh Rein Moridin. So if you look at that, and we'll see it inside now in the Vilna Gaon, this is going to answer Bizi's question. Because why does the Rambam not care that people outside don't have a heker? Right? Because he says the whole reason is Malam Mekodesh Rein Moridin and not Neged Keneged Yomen and Nechosin Neged Yotzin. You don't need the heker of the day. Tosfos was focused, Mahadran and Hadran has to reflect the day. Rambam says no. The last line of the Gemara from the Shnei Zakenim, all we need to do is Ribur Neiros, Malam Bekodesh Rein Moridim, and that's a better hiddur than recognizing the day. Let's see it inside. That would be beautiful. Source 20. Source 21, Bera Gra. Which paragraph? It's the third paragraph, V'yesh Omrim. Okay, source 21, this is the Gra or Chaim Tufresh Ayin Aleph. It says, V'yesh Omrim, okay. The behavior memra the Rabbi Bar Bachana. Since Rabbi Bar Bachana says this case of there's these two zakenim, so Amar Shnei zakenim keneged, and one says it's keneged parei chag, and one said the malam mekodesh rei moridin. Right? The lahi taima. According to that reason of parei chag and malam mekodesh rei moridin, lo chayshinin lahekera the yom nachnasim yom hayotzin. Those two reasons are arguing on each other. So the latter reason of Parei Chag and Malam Bekodesh Rein Moridin say you don't need the heker of the day. It's a better heker just to have Malam Bekodesh. Shekasa Batosu Sham. Look, Kach Mefarsh Begemar Sham. Chad Amar Zev. Chad Amar Taima was this, the reason. And the Nafkamina, and this is the Nafkamina, like we said, it is if you need it to reflect the day or not. The first reasons have to reflect the day. The last reasons, Amala Mekodesh Vein Moridin, don't have to reflect the day. And the Maskona of the Beis Zakenim, the Makamanda Amar, the Amala Mekodesh. So it's not Yomim Ha Yotzin according to Beis Hillel, it's Malam Mekodesh. Yomim Ha Yotzin would reflect the day, but the Zakein said Hillel's reason is Malam Mekodesh. So therefore, Malam Mekodesh Ribu Neiros is a better hiddur. 80 is better because it's more Malam Mekodesh, more Ribu Neiros than reflecting the day of 8. Yes.
So on that one. On that argument, if you say,
I just got excited. Okay.
as I understand what okay. you just read in the Gra,
yeah.
the two positions are mutually exclusive.
That he thought so.
Okay. So and one doesn't come to amplify the other one.
Correct.
It's a different argument. Okay. So on that argument, so then Malibu Kodeshem agreed, and so fine. So then Mahabir Menach Mahabir should be that an individual should start with 15 candles and work his way up to, what's 8 times 15? I don't know. In other words, there's...
So why don't you light 100 candles, you're saying? Why don't you light 100? Yeah. Right, so unlike that. So I saw it and
so
Right, so I think, the Ha'arei Kedem said that if you looked at the Rambam and he went through such length and he did the math and he said there's 10 people in the house and then if the second night is going to be 20 and 30 and the last night is going to be 80 candles and he was asking why, exactly right. Because he said, for your question, because the Rav said, because of Malam Bekodesh Rehme Reden, you might have had a Havamina, just start with 10 and then just do 11, 12, 13, add one more candle every night and then your Yotze Malam Bekodesh Rehme Reden. Who says you have to jump to 20, 30, 40 or someone else would say just do 100, just do, yeah, you know 200.
You have about a million.
Right. So therefore, he wanted to say the Mahadran is based on the, again, the Mahadran in Mahadran, based on the Mahadran, is showing you these are the units that you should use. You should multiply the two and then use it. I would agree with you. So according to Rav, the two concepts do connect, but they don't connect to in terms of Mahadran and Mahadran. Doesn't say it has to reflect the day, but they do connect. They should multiply each other for the Ribu Neiros, and that should get in terms of those intervals. Okay. Yeah. So
this is always the Lubavitcher approach to Hecker. So use a Coleman lamp for each one.
Okay. So we're jumping around a little bit. Going to a booty. That's the best shear. But let me just gather my thoughts just to see where we are. So let's just go. So let's just go see it. Oh, it's getting late. So source 16 was Tosus who do it outside. Tosus was again. He was saying that famous Tosus that Mahadran min Mahadran is only one candle. Right. Going 1 to 8. So let's look at 18, which is the Rambam, and because it's important, because I wanted to. So we saw Halacha Aleph was saying the Baal HaBayis is lighting one candle, and then he says, and the Hiddur Mitzvah is when the Baal HaBayis lights, let's say, all 10 candles. And that means on the eighth night, he would light, if there's 10 people in the house, he would light 80 candles. Okay, so that was the Rambam. Let me just show you. Halacha Gimel, because now we did the Tosus, we did the Rambam, we did the Ramah. I told you the Ramah was each individual lights their own Chanukiah and goes from 1 to 8. There is this Halacha Gimel, and this, I'm going to tell you now, there are two ways, I wanted to point out, two ways to read this Halacha Gimel, which talks about a Minag Pashut B'chol Arena. We're in Source 18, okay, Perek Dal Halacha Aleph of the Rambam, Halacha Gimel. Okay, so it's like four lines from the bottom. So everyone should read it. You can read it to yourselves. And tell me, is this one Chanukiah for the family going 1 to 8? Or is it more like, or is it the Ramah that every person is lighting their own Chanukiah going 1 to 8? Meaning on the 8th night, at the 8th night, is it one Chanukiah? One Chanukiah with 8 candles, or on the 8th night, are there 8 Chanukiot, each one having, 10 people, 10 Chanukiot, each one having 8 candles.
Looks like 10 Chanukiot to me.
It looks like 10 Chanukiot.
Okay.
So that sounds like every person individually, right, will light one and then go up. Shmini, each individual, you say, is going to light Shmini Shmona Neros, each individual, so that will be 80 candles. And then the last line is a little tricky. But okay, that's one way. I'm going to say the Taz is going to read it that way, and I'm going to tell you the Bear Agola is going
to
read it that way. Okay, the Bear Agola. And the says that this is he's quoting the Ramah is quoting the Rambam, but now we're going to see the another way, and we're going to learn. If you look in the dark, the Ramah didn't put in excellent. If you looked in the Ramah, there's a parenthesis that says Rambam. So you think that the Ramah is basing himself on this Minhag HaPashut. The Ramah who said every individual lights their own candles 1 to 8 is exactly how you read this Halacha Gimel, the Minhag HaPashut, that each individual lights 1 to 8. state. And that's why the person who saw the Ramah saying each individual lights it, and he read the Halacha Gimel that way, so therefore he put a parenthesis, the Ramah didn't did it, and he put a parenthesis, if you look in source 17, the Haggah V'yesh Eim Omrim, the Chol Echad Mimei Abayis Yadlik, that every individual is going to light, and then you see this asterisk and comma, that's going to be the Baragola, which is going to be on the next page, and then there's someone, I don't know if it's the same Baragola, if it was someone else, who wanted to write in a source for the Ramah, he says it's the Rambam. He says it's the Rambam. Halacha Gimel is the source for this Rambam.
But he also says V'chein
HaMinag Pashut, which is very similar to this Minag Pashut B'chol Arei Nesvar. So that's another push to say that. Okay, excellent. Is there the Gra? The Gra. I'm going to say the Gra and the. And if you looked at, I saw it in Rav Rabinovich's, Rav Cook Sefer on the Rambam, in his footnote, reads Halacha Gimel differently. Is there another way to read it?
The older people light one candle.
Right. Minag Pashut, B'chol Arein B'Sfad, Shukol Anshei Abayit, no matter how many people are in the house, they light, Madlikin Ner Echad, they light just one candle, B'Laila Rishon, and every night, U'mosifin Ochon Ner B'chol Laila V'Laila, and every night they add one candle to it. Until at the eighth night, until on the eighth night, there's not going to be just, there'll be eight candles lit. I don't care if there's a lot of people in the house, a little people out, even if there's a lot of people, there's going to be one candle. That ends up being like Tosos in terms of there's only one Chanukiah. So there's two ways. Okay.
Reject that. The Rambam would have written this. He would have taken the last line and he would have written, Minhag HaPashut B'chol HaEin B'Sfad, Shiyu Kol Anshei HaBayit, Bein Shiyu Anshei HaBayit Merubim, Bein Shaya Adam Echad, Madlikin Ner Echad. That's the way he should have written it.
So let's let, okay. I think it's confusing. I think it was almost like when I read this over multiple times, it was almost like the optometrist, like an optical illusion. I kept on reading it one way and I kept on reading it the other way, you know, but we saw that there's two ways to read it. So let's show you that. So let's show you that the Taz, right? So the Taz, let's look at source 19. Source 19, the Baragola who wrote those parentheses is in the Ramah. Again, the Ramah says each individual, all 10 people are lighting their own menorah, going 1 to 8. So he says, "Rotzaloma Kamosha Mefarish Harambam Sham Derei Kosef Sheminag HaPashut." This he's quoting Halacha Gimel. This is the Baragola, right? Bisvar Chiyu Kol Anshe Habayit. Each individual, like you wanted to, the priest, the hell, he wanted to read the Halacha Gimel. By Madlikin Ner Echad Balayla Harishon. Each individual lights one candle. Mosifin Ner B'chol Laila, and they each one adds their a candle as the days go by. Feeling Rambam Ner By it. I don't care if there's a lot of people, each one is going to add.
No,
so therefore,
this is no clearer.
No clearer? But okay, I thought because he's saying
exactly
it,
the same
right? But he's saying it in the Ramah.
The Ramah's.
He's saying so we know what the Ramah. The Ramah is the Ramah.
He's saying the same. He's using the Ramah.
No, but I can't. No. But he's saying it. Listen for a second. He's saying it. Ramah we know is clear that it. We know it's the Ramah is clear that it's each individual is lighting their own Chanukiah. So he is quoting. He's quoting this source for the source of the Ramah. So it must mean that he's reading that source like the Ramah that each individual is lighting a candle. That's what I want to say. The Taz, if you looked at the Taz, yeah?
The words are confusing.
What?
There's a phrase here, it says, Achanim to Matlik, that seems to be one phrase, right?
I'm sorry. In the Rambam. Wait one second. Let me get to the thing. The Rambam.
It says
Achanim to Madlik. Achanim to Madlik. So it was confusing. He starts off by saying Madlik. Okay, but he starts off
at the beginning.
No, sorry. Right. Because he almost says he starts off by Madlik. He was very. We didn't read it, but he was very in Halacha Bet. He was very. He used the word Madlik, meaning one person is lighting. He was very. Right. So why in Halacha Gimel Shlomo would say why does they say Madlikin right away. That's why he jumped in and said every person must now, not one person lighting, every person is lighting. But you're pointing out that the end of that Halacha Gimel seems to say Achanim to Madlik right. Goes back to the singular. So that's why the Baragola Reddit was focusing on the Madlikin. You know, he said Idra. And the Taz also, I want to say, is reading it that way, the Madlikin. So just take the Madlikin that he says that each person going to the same thing is lighting their own Chanukiah. So therefore, if you looked at the Taz, if the Taz and the Baragola are learning Halacha Gimel, let's just stop for a second, are learning Halacha Gimel, like this Ramah, that each individual is lighting their own Chanukiah, going from 1 to 8.
Why is there a Halacha Gimel Bechad?
Okay, you're right.
I learned today, we learned Rabbi Nachman Shir, he quotes that the way he learned is that the Rambam says that by Pesachus there's 80 candles, but in Sfarad they're not Noheg that way.
Right.
And they only have 8.
Right.
That's the wrong Minhag, but I'm not going to fight with them.
Okay. That's the Minhag of Pasha.
Why Halacha Gimel Bechad? He made the Pesach.
He was being... He was commenting on a reality. Really, I would like one person to write 80, but there isn't. We'll try to maybe give a svara that. But there's a minhag now to go 1 to 8 to either to recognize the day or because they didn't feel Ribur Neiros, they wanted more the heker of the day. So if we held like the Baragola and the Taz is saying each individual is lighting their own Chanukiah 1 to 8, then the Taz comes along and says there's a very big chiddush for that the Mechaber is going to paskin like Tosfos, if you ever heard this, and the Ramah is going to paskin like this Halacha Gimel, like the Minhag of Sfardim. So it's going to say
impossible.
So look at that. So look at 17. Okay, 17.
Or it's the opposite. Minhag Sfardim is like Tosfos.
No.
Like the Sfardim follow Tosfos.
No. Just 1 second. So again, Tosfos very clearly says Mahajim and Mahajim is one Chanukiah for the whole family, 1 to 8. Okay? The way we're learning Halacha Gimel, according to the Baragola and the Taz, is saying every individual is going to light their Chanukiah 1 to 8. There'll be 80 candles, separated, that way. So now, let's go back. Now let's look at the Mechaber and the Ramah, if that's the way we learned Halacha Gimel. And then we'll see this very interesting, the Taz will point out, this very interesting Kiddush, is a very interesting switch. Because look at 17, Tafresh Ayin Aleph. So the Mechaber says, Kama Neros, I apologize that it's after 10. Kama Neros Madlik. How many candles should Madlik, singular, should the Baal Bayis light? But Laila Arishin Madlik Echad, Mikan Ve'elech, Mosi Ve'elech, Echad B'chol Laila, ad shebelela achron yushmona, vafilu imhim rabin bnei abayis lo yaliko yoser. So the Mechaber paskins, there should be one Chanukiah going from 1 to 8. That was Tosfos. One Chanukiah going from 1 to 8. What is the Yesh Omer? Hagah. What is the Ramah Paskin? Hagah of Yesh Omer. The Chol Echad Mei Habayis Yadlik. Every individual should light their own candle. This is the parenthesis, the Baragola. And the Rambam, meaning a Rambam in Halacha Gimel, how we're reading Halacha Gimel. V'chein Amaga Pashut. That also sounds like quoting from Halacha Gimel. He says, V'yizaru Litein Kol Echad Ve'echad Neirosu B'malkam Yucha. But he says, he wants to have his cake and eat it too. And he says, okay, everyone's going to light their own Chanukiah 1 to 8, but also separate them a little bit. So therefore, we'll even not run into the problem of Tosos that there won't be a heker. There'll even be a heker because everything's separated, but at least you have every person lighting their own Chanukiah like the Halacha Gimel. So then, therefore...
We're talking about
like the Minhag HaPashut, and therefore, if you looked at the Taz in Source 20, see, he says the last two lines, so therefore there's a Yovakan, Yesh Chiddush, the very end of the second to last line, the Minhag Shasfardim Nohagin Ketosos, the Sfardim, the Mechaber, who said just like one Chanukiah, 1 to 8, that was Tosos Hashita, and therefore, if you're reading it this way, and then the Ashkenazim are going to Paskin like the Rambam, meaning like the Rambam of Halacha Gimel of the Minhag HaPashut. However, if you look at Source 21, the Ber Hagra, look at the Ber Hagra, he says, Vafilu, this is Tafresh Ayin Aleph, Vafilu Rabim, Tosos, meaning he says, this was the Mechaber saying, light 1 to 8, just one Chanukiah 1 to 8, that was Tosos, the Lokai Amahadrin, because the Mahadrin, Min Mahadrin, is not based on the Mahadrin, but it goes back to Ner Ushu Beso. There's only one person lighting, one Chanukiah lighting, but the Mahajim in Mahajim says go one Chanukiah 1 to 8. Din Kain lo have a heker, because if you started having 80 candles, you're not going to know what day it is. That's what Tosa says. The kach kosuv haRambam dechein nagu. The Rambam in the chein nagu of source Gimel, I'm reading according to the Gra, and this is also the way Rabbi Rabinovich read source Gimel. That source Gimel says minak bashur dechein. It's only one candle. How we read it, one person lights. I don't care. Everyone is going to light just one, and with that one Chanukiah, we're going to go 1 to 8. I don't care if there's a lot of people or not a lot. On the last day, there's only going to be one Chanukiah. Then the whole Kiddush of the Taz falls by the wayside. There's no stira that the Ashkenazim are passing like the Sfaradim, Sfaradim passing like the Ashkenazim. Let's reread the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, according to this way, Paskins like Halacha Gimel, like the Minag Pashut B'chol HaSfarad. We just read the Halacha Gimel according to the Gra. Minag Pashut is just one Chanukiah, 1 to 8. So that's Halach Mechaber Paskins. Kama Neros Madlik, on the first night, the Mechaber says, like, you know, one menorah and go from 1 to 8. That's exactly how the Gra is going to read the Minag Pashut B'chol HaReinu B'Sfarad. So therefore, he doesn't paskin like Tosfos. He's paskinning like the Minag Pashut B'chol HaReinu B'Sfarad. What does, and what about the Yesh Omrim? What, so here's the last question. What about the where does, if Tosfos said only one Chanukiah, and that's Minag Ashkenaz going to Tosfos, one Chanukiah, 1 to 8, how does the Ramah say that each individual is lighting their own Chanukiah and you're lighting 18 candles? Where does he come up to that? Who is he paskin? Life. So if you look at the Bir HaGra, and you look at, so if you want to know what the Ramah's logic is, where do you look? You look in the Darkei Moshe. You look in his notes, the Ramah's notes on the Tor. Because he writes his notes, you know, and then he wrote the Ramah. So if you look, Kasav B'Darkei Moshe, this is in Source 21, in the Ber HaGra, Tafresh Ayin Aleph, that second paragraph, kind of minute, Kasav B'Darkei Moshe, B'Shem Hamaram Prague, that he says, L'Didon Shemad Likin Bifnim, nowadays we light indoors, the Yodin Kama Mnei Abayis, even Tosfos would agree, Modeh, that each person should light their own Chanukiah. And also, V'od, Kaven, Shemadlikim Mifnim, Ein Lachash Otefach HaSomach LePetach, V'yachon Lahanek Kol Echav V'mokim Yuchad V'ikah HaKeira. Tosfos, who said, you only light one Chanukiah, 1 to 8, do you know why he said that? Bezana Gemara, where did they light?
Outside.
They light outside, Pesach HaBayit. There was one small place you can light. You couldn't light 80 candles, because then, and know what day it is. You cannot separate the Chanukiot, because they only have one place, right? But now that we light inside, according to the Darkei Moshe, even Tosos, even the Ashkenazim would agree that you, of course, have your cake and eat it too. Each person should light 1 to 8. What we do, just separate it a little bit, and then there's the heker, and you're not going to have the problem. Tosos, the only problem, you didn't know what night it was. And he said, you didn't know what night it was because there was only a Pesach HaBayit to light it this. So you had no other place to do it. Now that we bring it inside, we have a place to do it. Even Tosfos would agree that you can spread it out and each one lights their own Chanukiah, and therefore the Ramah is passing like Tosfos. He's not passing like the Sfaradim. So there is no... I had some more Torah to say, but it's a little late, and we'll stop there.